Martin, how are you doing today?
It's another good day.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So you have a friend in the United Arab Emirates. So, hey, you know, welcome. We're glad to have you aboard. And you were telling me before we came on the air that he was so excited because he had two of our last shows to listen to, but that he had a request.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. The request was that we discussed genetically modified foods.
Very cool.
And I said, well, I could just give it to you in three sentences. And he says, no, no, no. Give me the whole thing.
And he wants a show on it. So we're, and of course, we're in the midst of a series that's all about the, you know, being fair, right? Because we talk about, you know, you should eat raw foods, you should get exercise, you should, you know, get rid of your fat, you should sleep well, you should get less stress and live a happy life. And really, we need to also talk about the other side and be politically correct and about all the things that you should do or probably are doing that will make you sick. And yeah. So to the United Arab Emirates, we're happy to tell you that your request has been heard, and in our next episode, we will jump ahead of our list because we were going to get to it and spend all of our next show talking about GMO, genetically modified foods, and why it's important that you support that industry and eat all those foods to help us continue to be an ill, sick, miserable society.
Well put, Scott.
Okay.
We will deliver, I promise.
We will deliver. That's right. So we've been talking, as I said, about different things that you can do to be sick. And last time we talked about, you know, making sure you got all your immunization shots and that you travel in airplanes a lot. And tattoos, one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah. Inject yourself with beautiful inks.
That's right, yeah.
And then disrupt your electromagnetic circuitry with studs, staples, and other metallic objects.
Yep. And, you know, we went a little bit overboard because we thought, you know, it's not enough that we just make ourselves sick. Like, why don't we make our babies sick, too, right?
Yes.
So we covered that. So in today's show, I'm really excited because we're going to talk about some of my favorite topics, which are, you know, why we should expose ourselves often to electromagnetic energy, and the skincare industry is just a favorite, and of course we cannot neglect.
Okay,
doctors.
Just don't get too far ahead. Let's just start with one. Maybe it's all we manage.
Well, we're hoping to get to the doctors too, but if we don't, we don't. All right, so let's talk about electromagnetic energy. Like, first of all, like, what is it? Is it like a magnet? Like, I've had magnets and held magnets. Is that what we're talking
okay.
about?
Okay, well, there's electromagnetic and magnetoelectric. Essentially, it goes something like this. Anything that is moving, it emits a field. So, for instance, moving stream of water will emit a field around itself, so you can actually douse it.
Wow.
And it's funny that you can douse for underground water, and with the same technique and technology, you can douse for overhead or underground electric lines. Because they will have around themselves this field. And it's a field. If you visualize the line of the wire that goes, the field is like a pipe around it, sort of like a circular but linear.
Okay, so those of us that read the Fantastic Four comic book, we know about the Invisible Woman, and she puts a force field around things, and it would be kind of like that.
Well, all right, then.
Okay. Well, and it's interesting you talk about dousing, Martin, because I had an experience with my dad about, I guess it's almost 10 years ago now. We were at a kind of little fair. It was an old sawmill that they had redone, and they'd put a little miniature railway in there, and they had all these other things going on. So my dad and I were walking along, and this guy grabs us, and he says, have you ever doused for water? And I said, no, and my dad kind of had a weird look at him, you know, on his face, right?
Yeah.
And he says, okay, we're going to douse for water. So he had a branch, and the branch was, if you held it one way, it was a perfect Y, okay? Mm-hmm. And then he turned it upside down. So basically, we were holding on. I was holding on to one branch. My dad was holding on to the other. This fellow was holding on to both. Okay? So I was on one side, and my dad was on the other. This guy was in the middle. We were holding on. So we had an upside down Y, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was on touching this single stem going up, right?
Yeah, the root.
The root. And we're holding on. The thing starts shaking a bit, and I'm thinking, this guy is, like, shaking, right? And then I'm watching, and the top part starts bending down. Now, we're all holding the bottom part. There's nobody at the top part, right? The thing bends, broke, and this is like an inch thick. Like, he's saying, hold it steady, right? It's an inch thick piece of wood, branch, right?
Yep.
And it was dry, and it snapped in half.
Yes.
And I thought, oh my God, look at the energy that we somehow tapped into, because I had no idea what we did, right? But that was the dowsing experience that we had. And I'll tell you, it is really amazing. If you think that our world is just everything that, you know, we can touch, you know, it was quite amazing to see this this piece of wood break, because we were holding on to one end of it, right?
Yeah, the invisible is a bigger part of this universe than the visible.
Yeah. It was just amazing to watch.
Okay, so that was a fine demo of the power of the field, right?
Yes, that was amazing.
So indeed, there's a field, and the field surrounds this wire. And so if there is electric wiring in your house, which I will bet my tutu that there is.
There has to be, or we wouldn't be talking right now.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be listening to us either, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay, visualize the wires. Each one of these wires, wherever it is, from your circuit breaker throughout the walls of your house, each one of those wires has a field that resembles a tube around it. And these are sort of like the rings on a tree, where the wire would represent the center, and then these field... You know, it's a diminishing field, but it's like the rings on the...
So it gets weaker the further you get away from the wire.
That's right. And they usually alternate in polarity, but the point is these things have their influence on you. So if you sleep in a field, you're influenced by it. If you sit in an office with three computers and four printers like I do, you have all kinds of stuff going on.
Right.
So...
Well,
then let's upgrade that. Then let's then go to the, the shorter the wave, the greater the intensity.
Okay.
And you will understand this, like, you know, gamma radiation, which is what you get when you have a nuclear explosion, is so penetrating that it just goes through everything.
Right.
Whereas on the other scale, you know, the alpha radiation, that's like the... it's not the electron, it's the neutron. The neutron, essentially is a slow and heavy particle that is stopped by a layer of paper. Other things are stopped by just a simple insulation. But this sort of shortwave stuff isn't stopped by anything that we have around us. You would have to be living inside of a steel cage or a lead cage to get this radiation out of your life. So the shorter the radiation, the greater the penetration. What do our smart manufacturers do? They've been selling us shorter and shorter radiation hands-free devices. We're now up into the 5 gigahertz range. You know, we used to be in, 0.5 gig.
Then
2.8, and then 5.6, and now we're... Whatever. It's a selling feature. It's better because it goes farther, right? Like, it gives you a clearer signal, and it lets you go, 100 feet away from the base or something like that, yeah?
Well, I'm just thinking of my wireless phone that I have so that I don't have to have a wire to the receiver. And it's a 5.8 gigahertz digital, and I can walk basically all over my yard and talk on my phone if I want to. And that's, of course, supposed to be... Because I remember when I bought one 3 or 4 years ago, it was a 1.7 or 6 or a 2.3 or something like that. Now it's even more. So I'm actively participating in this.
And so your neighbor's doing it to you. You're doing it to your neighbor. And then the Bluetooth technology is all over us. And now the cities are actually becoming hotspot for wireless, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in Wi-Fi country. It's not just that you have Wi-Fi in your place. You now can walk pretty much anywhere.
I can pick from 7 different internet connections.
to in your own house, right?
In my own house to connect wirelessly, except they're all, you know, secure. But
you see them.
I see them.
Yeah. So each one of them is putting electromagnetic signal into your world. So the other side now is we people, or all of us mammals, all of our existence is dependent on electric signals.
Mm. In our body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we do produce electric signals, you know. There's this thing called the aura, which some people see and others can photograph using the Kirlian photography. It's the real thing. I mean, and some more talented people are able to project energy, right?
Yeah. Well, and it reminds me of a trip I made to the hospital a number of years ago. First thing I saw when I walked in the door was, turn off your cell phone because we don't want it to disrupt the instruments and the equipment.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm in the hallway. I don't see any instruments or equipment, right? And I'm thinking, even here, they're worried that this would affect those instruments. And then I'm thinking, you know, as good as we may be able to make machines, and as sensitive as we probably could make them, I'm pretty sure that our bodies are just as sensitive.
Perhaps more so.
And perhaps more so, right? Then I'm thinking, yeah. So, you know, we should be saying, turn off your cell phones when you're around anybody.
Here's a good one. I don't know, you may have seen it on YouTube. Young people putting 3 or 4 cell phones in, pointed towards each other and putting popcorn in the center.
I did.
And then they call these cell phones. And as soon as the cell phone starts ringing, you know, you need to get at least 3 of them pointed into the same spot. And as soon as they start ringing, there's so much energy emitted that you're actually popping the popcorn.
Wow.
Essentially, that's the inside of the microwave oven.
And we're sticking that against their ear.
Yeah.
Great.
Which is about half an inch away from your what?
Yeah.
I can't remember now, right?
Yeah, I can't. Like we're frying our brains. I actually saw a picture that showed how far into the head the electromagnetic waves of a cell phone. And now, of course, this is like 5-6 years ago, so maybe they're not quite so bad today. But that the radiation would go in, and it was comparing an adult with a child, and it was like 3 times further in with the child because the brain, the bone is not as developed or strong.
That's right. Yeah, it's more watery and less insulating. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, and I look at my sons and I think, you know, I'm so glad that you guys have never had a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one does now because he's living in another city, but he's also.
I would recommend a headset. You know, something that's. Even the headset's not ideal.
No.
But anyway, I would like to make a comment on that there is a way to deal with all of this.
So it's not hopeless.
It's not hopeless. Well, yeah. Well, it's like this. I cannot really change, or I don't know how to change the society instantly and go away from all this electromagnetic stuff. I think we're stuck with it.
Yeah. It's not going to go away.
So the only thing I know to do, going along with Stephen Covey and saying, focus on your circle of influence, or try and match your circle of concern with your circle of influence. Meaning this, change what you can change and stop worrying about the stuff you cannot change.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are some approaches that try to push against the electromagnetic energies. You know, trying to sort of balance it because, and there is equipment on the market. Like one of them is this famous noise canceling headsets.
Oh yeah,
you know, like it's sold for air travel or whatever else, and it's phenomenal because they have a microphone on it, and the microphone picks up the ambient noise and creates a electromagnetic version of that noise in exact opposite. And, of course, the two opposites cancel each other out, and so you have perfect silence. So all you hear is the beautiful music that's supposed to be in your ear and none of the noise.
Hmm.
Awesome stuff. Well, similar technology can be made to work against the electromagnetic signal in the room you're in. right?
Right, right.
So, you know, the most common one is the 60 hertz, and you know that's coming out from the electric alternating current lines that are in your walls. But then there are these other ones, the you know, the high frequency, the gigahertz type of stuff that's in the Wi-Fi. So we may have these devices that try to predict and second guess what might be out there, and try and rebalance it. The other method, which we have gone with, is to balance the person and ignore the environment. So we have found this we have found this wonderful company in Poland, ADR, that has devices that balance the circuitry in the human, regardless of what he's sitting in. So whether you're upset with something, or whether you're being upset by electric currents, or whether you're exposed to whatever it is, some ugly noise, this thing, ADR Protect, as long as it's touching your skin, is actually balancing the electromagnetic circuitry in your body.
Right. So, yeah, it's kind of like if you're a doctor and you're in a hospital and you're around people that have the flu all the time and sniffing and snuffling, you know, you could wear a gas mask, or you
yes.
could just really make sure your immune system is so strong that it can handle all those germs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If I could use that analogy.
Excellent metaphor or analogy, yeah.
Cool.
That's correct. So so when you're balanced, it doesn't really matter what environment you're in.
Mm-hmm. So the ADR products, ADR4, ADR3, you just have them on your desk around the monitors and around the computer? Is that what you would do?
Yeah, an ADR3 would be the thing that balances just the entire space. So you would have one, perhaps two of them in your home.
And what sort of width, like how big a field would we be talking about?
30-foot diameter. So, you know, big. Bigger than a typical home. The ADR Protect, that's designed for personal use, so as long as that's touching your skin, it would be protecting you personally. Mm.
So, would it be okay to have it in a pocket?
No, it needs to be touching your skin. The typical installation would be on the back of your watch, or on the back of a necklace of some sort, or, you know, it could be sitting on top of your computer mouse. If you're touching the mouse, you know, it would be sitting in the palm of your hand.
Okay.
Or it could be on the back of a cell phone, where if you're holding the cell phone, then it would be touching the palm.
Got it.
That's the installation for that. The ADR3, that could be anywhere. I have one. Well, I have many.
Well, I have one on my computer desk, basically in the center of the desk.
Yeah.
It's one arm's length away from me, and it's 2 inches away from the closest monitor. So
yeah, oh, that's
so
cool.
I'm feeling.
You're feeling cool.
I'm feeling very balanced.
Yeah, there you go. The good part is this: the ADR3 is selling for $30, and the ADR2 for $20.
Right.
Because I have seen so many $200 doodads and devices and all of that.
Yeah.
And they don't do any better.
Nope.
Okay.
No, they're
so
great. I love them.
Yeah.
I use them all the time. And okay, so, yeah, expose yourself often to electromagnetic energy. I don't have a microwave in my home.
Nor do I.
And to tell you the truth, nobody misses it. And it's funny because my son goes to, you know, put a pizza, frozen pizza in to the oven or something to make himself something to eat. And his friend will be there and says, well, why don't you just microwave it? And it's like, dude, we don't have a microwave. Huh?
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about that. This is worth dwelling on upon. The microwave has an interesting way of warming things up. It pushes on water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it jiggles the water molecules.
So it vibrates it.
Yeah. And through this vibration creates friction, and through this friction creates the heat that it needs. Actually, I remember now how it was that microwave was invented. It was that these guys that worked on telephone microwave towers,
okay,
were warming themselves up in the winter by standing in front of the reflector on the microwave that sends out these long-distance signals.
Oh, okay.
And I've actually experienced it. I once was on a walk, found myself on a mountain, there was this big long-distance telephone tower. And I don't know if you've seen it. These reflectors are about 3 or 4 feet in diameter, probably 3 feet. It's a big thing.
Huh.
Anyway, I stood in front of it for a bit, and sure enough, I started feeling all warm inside. I thought, oh, that's what they meant.
Huh.
So I was cooking myself at that point.
Right, right. Well, and that's the thing is, too, is it's a different type of cooking than...
external heat, yeah.
Applying, you know, if you had a fire and you were cooking, yeah, meat
well,
over the fire or something.
Well, what I was hitting with that sentence was, it breaks up and destroys the natural relationships that exist in the structure of the fluid.
Right.
So it's like an explosion, right? It looks okay on the outside because you haven't really broken up the structure, but the water inside of this object has been disrupted, and the water relationships are all wrong, disharmonious.
Yeah, and the result is that you don't get the nutrition from that food that you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a cute little experiment done on, again, this was on the internet, so, and it was a series of pictures. I think it was 2 weeks of watering a plant, watering a couple of plant pots. One was watered with microwaved oven brought to boil and allowed to cool. The other one was stove top, heated water, and allowed to cool. So both of the waters were brought to boil, both were allowed to cool, and then they were used to water these plants. And the stove top boiled water, the plant did okay. The water, the microwaved water plant didn't. Just died out.
Just died.
Yeah, didn't
so
live.
Basically, you've got pure water. There's everything in it that's been killed, and because you've boiled it, right?
Yeah.
And one kills the plant, and the other one doesn't.
Yeah, and I think it has to do with the disrupted relationships between the molecules.
Yeah.
Which goes right back to our stories about, Dr. Emoto taking pictures of crystals of water and showing that if you play happy music to the water, it'll grow happy, pretty crystals. If you send hateful messages to it, it'll collapse the structures.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely a huge difference in that. And if anyone's interested in knowing more about Dr. Emoto's work, we recommend a really good a site that has a whole bunch of free videos on it about his work, and also David Sarita talking about Amazing Water, who talks about Dr. Emoto's work plus a few other things. And that's at www.enwaterment.com. It's kind of like enlightenment, but it's water instead of light, so enwaterment.com. And check it out, we think, and let us know what you think.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So
before we leave this topic, there is an ADR device that can heal microwaved water. It's the ADR4, because ADR4 is this 5-inch, maybe 6-inch plate. You can set stuff up on it. You can set an apple or a teacup or a plate of food on it.
Mm-hmm.
It will harmonize whatever's on top of it.
Cool.
So before the food cools, in just 1 minute, you can actually at least, I don't know to what degree, maybe completely, counteract the negative effects by harmonizing the water.
It would be interesting, and unfortunately neither you nor I can do it because we don't have a microwave, but it would be interesting to have somebody with an ADR4 microwave the water, have it cool on top of the ADR4, boil another thing of water and just let it cool somewhere else and get two plants and see in 2 weeks how they were doing.
Okay, we need five plants.
Five plants.
Yeah, we need five plants. One with water out of the tap, one with microwaved, one with boiled, one with boiled and 80 yard, and one with microwaved and 80 yard.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to be serious study.
Let's get a hold of the university and see if we can get a grant for this.
I tell you.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
And then also get a drop of each, a drop of each water and freeze it, and then have a super microscope to look at and take a picture of the different
water. Yeah, or send it to Dr. Emoto's site for pictures.
Pictures, yeah. That would be cool.
Yes.
Oh, that's a lot of work, Martin.
Yeah, well, I know how to come up with work.
Fortunately, neither of us have to do it.
Okay.
So there's a challenge to our listeners, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm looking for a volunteer that'll do it. I have just talked to a fellow from Netherlands, mm-hmm. and he is involved with the Dr. Emoto European organization, and he's telling me that he's able to take pictures of water, you know, like the crystals of water. So I now have a connection to doing that. I'm just discussing with him how we are going to take pictures of some of our other stuff.
Right.
So maybe we can cooperate with our listeners, whoever's curious enough, and you might come up with some experiment.
Yeah.
And get it documented.
Yep. Yeah.
Beautiful. But anyway, before we leave this topic, I want to say this. It's the spinning electromagnetic fields that do the most damage. So it's the photocopier with its motor inside it. It's the refrigerator with the compressor. It's the hairdryer with the spinning field. It's the fan in your computer.
Uh-huh.
That's the biggest culprits.
Your car.
Yeah, the starter. Oh, yeah, the dynamo or alternator. Yeah. Yeah. Darn. I can't seem to be able to get away from it.
But get the ADR3 or the ADR4, and you've got some protection going on.
Yes. Yeah.
That's, I mean, really, in our society, we need to make sure it doesn't get worse, but it's definitely not going to go away.
Right. So I think we've covered that, don't you?
Yeah, and I think you were a bit prophetic at the beginning when I was quite enthusiastic about going on to a bunch more topics, because we've pretty well run out of time.
Okay, so before we leave this one, maybe we'll just stick with that. I want to tell you this. A friend of mine was an avid meditator and was doing just fine. And then he had some medical situation and had a MRI done on his brain, because he was afraid that he's got a something, tumor or whatnot, going on in his head. He said that it completely destroyed his ability to meditate.
Oh, just the MRI.
Yeah, yeah. Before that, he was really good. After that, couldn't come back into the state, you know, the sort of elevated state of harmony.
Hmm.
Bizarre.
Wow, that is... Well, these things have a very strong impact, and we get used to them so we don't recognize the impact that they have, and we're not always aware. I mean, I love to walk by the river. That's a moving thing, and I can feel it kind of cleansing. I'm not in the river, but I can feel it just kind of cleansing. It feels like it's cleaning.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you're within its field.
Yeah, particularly when I walk over it and I'm right on top of it about 10 feet.
Yeah.
And but we don't always, you know, pay attention or are sensitive or thinking about it or aware of it to realize. And of course, that's the same when you're around tons of people with cell phones or in your car or any of these other things.
Yeah, I remember at one phase of my life, I lived in such a way that I had to cross under this major power line. You know, the big supply to the big city. It was the mega vault, you know, 1 million volts tops that are like, you know, up way high. But anyway, I had to drive under that to get to wherever I was going. So I would cross it coming out and going away or whatever. And I recall so many times I just drive through it, and it's like, whew, something changes. It's like all of a sudden a whole new state, like I've been reset. It felt to me like a reboot of sorts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not a good reboot.
I don't know. I'm still here. I'm still talking about it. But something happened.
Something happened. Reminds me of... There's this, a rock and roll song went through my head when you said that.
Okay.
And I think on that note, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more about the ADR products or other things or electromagnetic stuff, how could they find out?
Well, first of all, I'm going to celebrate this beautiful thing, and I'm going to issue a 10% off on all ADR products. And the code is going to be EMF13, okay?
Cool.
So it's like electromagnetic frequency 13. With that, you get discount on all of the ADR products. And where you can find it, www.life-enthusiast.com. Call us at 1-866-543-3388. This is Martin for Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet, literally. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye, everybody. And next time, we're going to be talking about GMOs and why you need to support this important industry.
Oh, yes.
I'm kidding, folks.
No. It's important.
We will be talking about them. I'm not kidding about that. I'm kidding about supporting them.
Okay.
See you all next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.